This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we certainly have a lot to talk about today. Lots of health news to send your way, and we'll be taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can start dialing now, and you can come directly to the doctor's office and pose a question. That's 877-726-TALK, and we've got some fascinating stories to share with you today. We're going to talk about some of the benefits of curcumin from turmeric, a remarkable story that suggests that soaking in a hot tub could be beneficial for some women suffering from overweight and polycystic ovarian syndrome. Very, very common syndrome that may affect 10, 15, 20% of American women. Our number, 877-726-8255. And before we get into your phone calls, I think one of the big stories this week is a story about fish oil. Fish oil is among the most popular of supplements, according to statistics. And the headlines this week are very discouraging about fish oil. I'll read you a sample. Why this cardiologist is no longer recommending fish oil supplements. That's from Philly.com. Seattle Times says, do the benefits of fish oil live up to its hype? This one from the American Council on Science and Health, time to throw the fish oil back. And this one, fish oil supplements no better than placebo at relieving cardiovascular symptoms. So, who are you to believe? What's it all about? Have we been taken hook, line, and sinker by hype about fish oil? Is it time to flush the fish oil down the drain? You can see when we talk about this, we start to inadvertently pun. Okay. Because let's do a deep dive on the subject of this new study on fish oil that just came out. It's called the Omega-3 Treatment Trialists Collaboration, and it's a British study based on existing evidence from randomized control trials published in JAMA Cardiology. That's the heart disease branch of Journal of the American Medical Association. The paper says there's no heart health benefits for those at high risk of cardiovascular disease. So what's up with that? And I haven't a chance to look at the original study. I really have to do a real investigation of the study itself. But I'm going to share with you some of the impressions from a very trusted colleague of mine across the pond. His name is Dr. Rob Verkerk. And Dr. Verkerk is part of ANH International, the Alliance for Natural Health. And they've got a European and international branch based out of London, England. And here's what they have to say. In our view, there are a gaggle of factors that mean the very specific findings of the JAMA Cardiology paper can be called into question. And here's what they have to say. First of all, The group of people who they studied were too sick to begin with. they had pretty advanced cardiovascular disease. Now, what I refer to this as is sometimes the Lazarus effect. When they test for the efficacy of vitamins, sometimes they scrape the bottom of the barrel and they get the very sickest people with very advanced cancer, very advanced cardiovascular disease, very advanced Alzheimer's. And then they test the supplements and they say, well, the supplements don't raise the dead. That's what I mean by the Lazarus effect. They say that in this critique that the 10 randomized controlled trials that were evaluated looked only at populations already had prior diagnoses of heart disease or stroke or were at very high risk of cardiovascular disease. So therefore, you can't draw any conclusions about the benefits of fish oils for cardiovascular disease prevention in healthy populations. So if you are a healthy person desirous of preventing heart disease, these studies don't really speak to you. Well, perhaps by inference, you could say, well, if it doesn't help people with advanced heart disease, maybe it won't help me, but that's not what these studies looked at. Also, typical of these studies is they're not using enough, and they're not looking for a long enough period of time. Some of the studies involved study periods of just 12 months. So how are you going to see a benefit in just 12 months? With an average period of supplementation of just 4.4 years, it may be that the preventive benefits of fish oil take years and perhaps decades to establish. I've been taking fish oil supplements, oh my goodness, 30 years or more, and perhaps that's when benefits will accrue. There was insufficient follow-up, so it's likely not long enough to adequately test the ability of fish oils on their own to reverse serious heart disease. Also, there is a critique about the study called neutralization of positive benefits. When you take a bunch of studies in what's called an aggregate of studies, that's called a meta-analysis, sometimes the results of positive studies can be canceled out by the results of negative studies. So they say by combining these results in a meta-analysis, the most beneficial results from the most promising studies were largely canceled out, causing the investigators to conclude that the net effects were not significant. But actually, some of the studies showed benefits in terms of non-fatal heart attack, coronary heart disease health, or other major vascular events, but those studies were deemed not statistically significant because other studies showed that there weren't any benefits. Also, and this is a familiar refrain from studies that supposedly debunk supplements, so we've seen it with a lot of studies on B vitamins, for example, and magnesium, doses were too low and were varied. So the doses were generally highly varied and too low, ranging from just 226 milligrams of EPA and 150 milligrams of DHA. That's very low. And, you know, just to give you an idea, I'm looking at a bottle of my favorite fish oil supplement, one that I take on a daily basis. I take two capsules per day. And I don't even have heart disease, but heart disease, I might take four or six. My patients with heart disease, I recommend higher doses, four or six capsules per day. Well, each capsule contains 950 milligrams of omega-3s. So in this study, they never looked at any studies that included supplementation at a level equivalent to more than two capsules per day of the stuff I'm holding in my hands. So again, these doses were probably too low because positive effects, for example, on arterial disease have recently been shown to require dosages on the order of 5,000 milligrams of EPA plus DHA per day. And that's achievable by taking five capsules of this stuff that I'm holding in my hands, but they didn't test that. Also, they didn't look at other confounding factors, such as if people were on super crappy diets or people were already taking statins. When people take statins, sometimes the benefits of fish oil can be obscured because the statins themselves mimic some of the effects of fish oil by reducing inflammation and by lowering cholesterol. And in addition, these studies, this particular study, it conflicts with many previous studies that suggest that fish oil is beneficial for heart disease. And you got to look at who's behind the study. The funding for the meta-analysis looks innocuous. It's the British Heart Foundation, and it seems like pretty clean. You know, it's not sponsored by a drug company. But actually, this place where the study was done is the very self-same place that is the home of one of the most notorious defenders of statin drugs, Professor Sir Rory Collins from Oxford University, is part of the very self-same center that did the hatchet job on fish oil. So, you know, is there a conflict of interest? The funding that these guys receive from the pharmaceutical industry is enormous. Literally hundreds of millions of dollars come to them from drug companies to study the effects of statins. So maybe they got some fish in the game when it comes to nixing the benefits of fish oil to the ultimately to the advantage of statin drugs, which they claim are a proven efficacy in reducing cardiovascular risk. You'll have to decide. I've posted the critique on Facebook, and you can read it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And when we return, we're going to look at why some studies show that eating fish, but not fish oil supplements, is beneficial. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Write that number down for questions this hour or next. That's 877-726-TALK. And in just a moment, we're going to tell you about a special offer on a natural device that helps you lower your blood pressure. But first, why do some studies show that eating fish can reduce the risk of certain diseases, but not fish oil supplements? Well, you know, in the West, we tend to try and extract the essence of plants or animals to derive that magic elixir that can be turned into either a drug or a nutraceutical, an example of which is aspirin, derived from white willow bark. And we turned it into a multi-billion dollar drug industry. And similarly, on the supplement side, we take things like grapes and red wine, and we extract resveratrol, and we use it as a way of preventing heart disease and cognitive decline. And so it is interesting that a Swedish study has discovered that it's not just fish oil when it comes to prevention of neurocognitive disorders. Headline, fish protein could help prevent Parkinson's, says a study. A new study suggests a specific protein found in certain fish may also be a boon for the prevention of Parkinson's disease. That protein is called parvalbumin, and it could help prevent the formation of protein structures associated with Parkinson's disease. Specifically, parvalbumin blocks the formation of something called alpha-synuclein plaques that are hallmark of Parkinson's disease by effectively scavenging the protein for itself. The lead researcher says parvalbumin collects up the Parkinson's protein and actually prevents it from aggregating simply by aggregating itself first. This substance, parvalbumin, readily inhibits amyloid formation of alpha-synuclein. And so they say, thus, in addition to omega-3 fatty acids, parvalbumin from fish may be responsible for favorable health effects with respect to age-related dementia and cognitive decline. They say among those who follow Mediterranean diet with more fish, one sees lower rates of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And it could be not just the fish oil, which, of course, we extract, but also the fish itself. So, yeah, take fish oil, but don't forget to eat your fish. And now for something that can help you manage your blood pressure without medication. Got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment for hypertension. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. You've heard me talk about it here. It's so effective, and it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology, and at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of use. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to orderzona.com. And here's the offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is now offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. You can call us, check in with us at 877-726-8255 with your questions. We're here for you this hour and next. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your questions. Our number, 877-726-8255. Anything about medicine, nutrition, health is fair game. And we got a call from Dorothy in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was listening to your segment on fish oil, and I've taken fish oil for years, and have taken both the enteric-coated fish oil and the regular fish oil, and I've always wondered if there is an advantage or a disadvantage over, you know, one or the other. So when I heard your segment, I said, well, now's the time to find out.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a great question. And so let's talk about the difference between a regular supplement and an enteric-coated supplement. An enteric-coated supplement is designed to, it's coated in a certain way that is designed to release it further down, you know, past your stomach. And when it comes to fish oil, that confers a couple of benefits. One, some people, and I don't have this problem, most people don't, but some people just have unbearable fishy burping after they take fish oil. It just comes back up on them. And no matter how you try and camouflage the fishy flavor, you know, with lemon oil or orange oil, which is in many fish oil supplements, it's kind of a way to neutralize the fishy taste, they just hate it. So those are people who can take enteric fish oil, and that's going to help to obviate that because it won't break open in the stomach. It's designed to break open further down, maybe in your small intestine or perhaps your large intestine. The other advantage of enteric fish oil is that when you want to target the intestine, say in ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, that's where you want to deliver the fish oil. You don't want it to be absorbed further up. So you want it to open directly where there's inflammation and thus help to put the fire out in inflammatory bowel disease. So there are the advantages of the enteric coating. The disadvantage of the enteric coating is that it is more expensive, and generally the capsules deliver less fish oil per capsule. And in addition, some people have such poor digestion, inefficient breakdown of things, that the enteric capsules, I mean, they're designed to work for the average person. But for some people who have very weak digestion, they don't end up really breaking down these enteric capsules. There's some sort of wax matrix that's used there to keep the capsules from being dissolved by stomach acid. But sometimes that causes the capsules to be excreted without being properly absorbed, you know, kerplunk in the toilet bowl. And that doesn't happen very often with enteric capsules, but that's one of the downsides. So, you know, expense, lack of high dosing, perhaps for some people, malabsorption. You know, my suggestion is if you don't really need the enteric coated capsules, if you tolerate regular fish oil, if you don't have inflammatory bowel disease, there's no great advantage in taking the enteric capsules. The product that we use for enteric fish oil is called Ultra Omega. And that's available, I believe, on Fullscript, which is our online dispensary that you ought to check out. Otherwise, you know, Carlson fish oil is great. Another brand I like is Orthomega. That's made by Orthomolecular, and that delivers high-quality fish oil at a really high dose, much higher than you get from, like, Costco or, typical brands you get at discount drugstores. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
Well, thank you for participating in today's program. Really appreciate it. Our number, 877-726-8255. Okay, are you ready for a story on curcumin? Actually, a couple of stories that have been in the news this week. This is about a randomized control trial of curcumin for rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is really the ultimate challenge in terms of an inflammatory disorder. And this study actually completed last year. 36 individuals, 15 female, 22 male. Well, that's a little atypical because mostly there's a female predominance of rheumatoid arthritis. But they looked at 36 individuals and they gave them curcumin or a placebo, and what they found was that there was an improvement in the high-dose curcumin consumers, also the low-dose curcumin consumers, and by a bunch of parameters that are used to measure the severity of ulcer, of rheumatoid arthritis, the participants reported subjective benefits. Also, interestingly, there was an 88% decrease in the SED rate. That's a objective marker of inflammation. There was an over 50% reduction in C-reactive protein, which is another marker of inflammation, and a reduction in rheumatoid factor by around 80% in those taking the curcumin. So what they say here in the comments is that, yeah, we know that curcumin works for cardiovascular, for neurodegenerative disorders, even for psychiatric disorders like depression, for pulmonary problems, for metabolic and autoimmune and even cancer conditions. The problem has been finding a therapeutic dose that's manageable because it's not that well absorbed. Study doses have been as high as 12 grams per day. And what they say here is that the delivery system is important. And what I like to use is a form of curcumin that's highly bioavailable. But ultimately, the study suggests that the curcumin extracts now available that are in bioavailable form can significantly improve the status of patients with rheumatoid arthritis. And that's an exciting finding. So what else is curcumin beneficial for? Well, bone. And I did an article this week, I'll talk about later, about osteoporosis. And curcumin appears to be a little-known factor that may help bone density. In this first ever effort, what they found was that bone growth was enhanced. This is in an experimental model by 30 to 45% when curcumin was added to the bone matrix in an experimental model. They say the turmeric has been used as a medicine for centuries in Asian countries. It's been shown to have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and bone-building capabilities. It could also prevent various forms of cancers. So the trick is to make it bioavailable. Newer curcumin formulations have achieved this. And curcumin appears to be a significant player when it comes to reducing inflammation, but also for enhancing bone. That's an exciting new study. All right, so polycystic ovarian syndrome, there's news on that front. And last week we talked about a study, a fascinating study, that suggests that taking baking soda, taking oral baking soda, something as simple as that, a kitchen compound found in every supermarket, safe, easy to use, can reduce autoimmune disease. You can find that study among the studies that we quoted last week. Well, here's another simple home remedy for a serious condition, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Now, some of you may not know what I'm talking about, but if you're a woman and you've been told you suffer from this, you're pretty aware of the consequences. It tends to make it hard to lose weight. It tends to cause excess bodily hair, sometimes hair thinning. It can make you infertile, very hard to get pregnant, irregular periods. And it also makes you much more prone to diabetes. It's a pretty serious problem. According to the latest research, obese women with polycystic ovarian syndrome may be able to improve their health outlook with something pretty simple. regular sessions in a hot tub. Go figure. Soaking in a hot tub appears to reduce inflammation, improve insulin resistance, and lessen the effects of polycystic ovarian syndrome. This is from a study that just came out in April of 2018. They say here, our findings are exciting because repeated heat exposure appears to reverse some of the inflammation and fat that may be causing metabolic health impairment in this population. Along with this reduction in inflammation, we observed improvements in functional outcomes related to insulin resistance. This means that regular hot tub use could potentially be used as a therapy in populations with an elevated risk of developing metabolic diseases like type 2 diabetes. So, abnormal menstrual cycles, high testosterone levels, cystic ovaries, pre-diabetes, and even full-blown type 2 diabetes, obesity, hair thinning, bodily hair. There's a whole list of problems associated with PCOS, and we can add hot tub sitting as an easy and enjoyable way to mitigate the symptoms of PCOS. A fascinating study. I mean, the things that we use high-dose inositol. We use high-dose vitamin D in patients with PCOS. Other supplements help. But it's a welcome addition to our armamentarium of treatments, natural treatments available for these women, because often they're simply put on birth control pills and sometimes androgen blockers with side effects that are pretty uncomfortable. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. You're welcome to call us this hour or next. We're in the doctor's office. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can call this hour. You can call next hour. We got plenty of time to answer your questions. And this week I've been getting some really great feedback on an article that I wrote for our newsletter, which goes out to all our subscribers. But also we posted at drhoffman.com, and you can find it on Twitter and on Facebook. It's entitled, A Perfect Storm for Broken Bones or A Perfect Marketing Pitch for Osteoporosis Drugs. And in this article, by the way, I got to say, and it's not to brag because, I'm modest to a fault, but I have to say this is actually one of the better articles that I've written for the newsletter, and the feedback mirrors that. I go hard against Jane Brody, the New York Times health writer, who wrote a recent article entitled A Perfect Storm for Broken Bones. And in that article, she says, and I'm quoting, "A perfect storm threatens to derail the progress that has been made in protecting the bone health of Americans. As the population over 50 swells, fewer adults at risk of advanced bone loss and fractures are undergoing tests for bone density, resulting in a decline in the diagnosis and treatment of osteoporosis, even for people who have already broken bones." She says, "If this trend is not reversed, and soon, by better educating people with osteoporosis and their doctors, the results could be devastating, spawning an epidemic of broken bones, medical office visits, hospital and nursing home admissions, and even premature deaths." And, you know, I got to say that reading this article disappointed me deeply. I'm really concerned that Jane Brody and the Times are uncritically parroting the results of studies fed to them for the explicit purpose of selling more drugs. And in the article, I share evidence of that because somebody that I'm quoting in the article, Alan Castles, who's a pharmaceutical policy expert, says, quote, "Brody's column promotes the idea that more drug treatment was required when, in fact, almost everything about osteoporosis is the subject of intense debate. The link between bone density and fracture risk, the usefulness of the test for low bone density, the role of the pharmaceutical industry in reconceptualizing risks as a disease, the notorious expanding disease definitions which contribute to overdiagnosis, as well as the marketing of drugs often of minimal benefit, and evidence of substantial harm. For every research group claiming that osteoporosis is underdiagnosed and undertreated, there are those on the other side, including patients, researchers, and clinicians, pointing to evidence that it is overdiagnosed and overtreated." And, you know, when I saw this article by Jane Brody, you know, I generally don't do this, but I looked at the comments section. And sometimes the comments section are more interesting than the article, because there was a lot of blowback against Brody in the comments section of the Time. Here's a couple of examples. Quote, "It's really not worth reading Jane Brody's column, since one can find the same point of view in the barrage of big pharma marketing to which we are subjected." Another reader writes, quote, "I was disturbed by Jane Brody's article and felt she was simply writing for the drug companies, not sharing a true overall picture." And of interest is that it turns out there's a real conflict of interest, because the article that Jane Brody bases this on was written by researchers who have deep financial connections to a wide range of osteoporosis drug makers. Many of them have had their research underwritten by the very same companies that sell osteoporosis drugs, or alternatively, the manufacturers of those pricey bone density scanners that, you know, cost a couple of million dollars, and you put them in a radiologist's office, and they're money makers. So if that doesn't speak of a conflict of interest, I don't know what does. So, you know, bottom line, there are more natural ways to support bone loss. And I'm not saying that there's no place for these drugs. I mean, there are some patients who I see with very, very serious osteoporosis. They're not responding to natural therapies, or they can't exercise, they can't take supplements. They need osteoporosis medication, and they need it fast to correct their serious bone deficits. I'm not inalterably opposed to these medications, just as I'm not inalterably opposed to any drugs. But there's an overkill here, because women with minimal bone loss are being scared into taking these drugs for preventive purposes, and they were never designed for that. They were never designed for mild osteopenia. And there are some wonderful natural ways to forestall and reverse bone loss. You can do weight-bearing exercise, yoga, anti-inflammatory diets, vitamin K, strontium, Ipraflavone, bone morphogenetic protein, olive polyphenols, and I just mentioned curcumin as being helpful here, hops, flavonoids, and that's just to name a few, not to mention fall prevention through balance training and avoidance of all those medications that make older individuals weak and woozy and more likely to trip and fall or faint. So in the interest of helping readers protect the health and strength of their bones, I created a bone health protocol, which you can find at drhoffman.com. So check out the article, check out the bone health protocol. Really, it is not a perfect storm for broken bones. It's really a perfect marketing pitch for osteoporosis drugs, and the New York Times, unfortunately, is aiding and abetting it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.